how good your day is going to be. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 7 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Kenny's off today. Roberta is off chasing a rainbow. Not sure when she's
here. Actually, Tom's brother passed away yesterday.
Oh, he did die?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, he died the other day. Yeah, Tom is Roberta's husband, his brother. The husband's brother had a severe stroke last week, and Roberta didn't think he was going to live. I didn't see the post that said that he'd passed.
Yeah.
That's kind of a sad. He was a young guy. I know that.
10-year-old son.
Yeah. Oof. Tough stuff. All right, let's work our way through some of the good things today, some of the things that are tougher to understand, some of the things that are tough to absorb, some of the things that are tough just in general, and maybe some of the good things that you have in your mind as you wake up this morning. Have you posted on your Facebook page what you are grateful for? This is a morning charge to you, a challenge every day as you wake up. Think about what it is that you're grateful for. And post it. Help yourself. You
and
can post it on my
site
if you'd like to.
Page too, by the way.
Right.
Would you like to hear a few things that people are grateful for?
Yes, that would be very nice.
Just to get you started, get you thinking.
Yep.
Let's see. Tim says he's grateful that he's on this side of the earth. That's a big one.
This side of the dirt is usually what people say.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Jennifer, I don't want you to read the ones and not to...
You don't want to hear the friends and family. All right, fine.
Yeah, I'm grateful for my health and my family.
Yeah.
Because we all know that. We all take that for granted. So let's go a little deeper.
All right, you want somebody who's deep. Let's see.
Yeah.
This is actually interesting. Every morning. That's pretty good. Like, she's grateful for every morning.
Yeah.
Let's see. Grateful I have a job. How's that?
No.
Grateful to hear all of us in the morning. I like that lady.
Okay.
Having a great son and a memory of the oldest son who passed away. No, we don't like that one.
No, that's not we don't like it. We want something that's penetrating.
We all.
Oh, here's my favorite.
Something
Shauna
would
says,
be different.
Here's a great one. Shauna says, I'm grateful to be a listener. Jennifer's laugh is like medicine. Oh, thanks, Shauna.
Aww.
And when Doug goes off on a rant, it fires me up.
Really?
That's a good one.
Okay.
All
right, so wait a minute. Stop right there. I'm going to go off on a rant.
Oh, come on.
Everybody, no, that's enough. But that's something for us to think about. Now let me give you something to think about. The NFL and why football should be stopped. Yesterday's game, not because the Patriots lost, because I don't really care one way or another.
Oh, not that they lose. Essence. They were just, whoa.
So they lost.
They were handled.
They were hammered by the Broncos.
But you see, the closer probe, and this comes, as you might expect, Richie, from a conversation at dinner last night with my son. My son is a big basketball fan and has been, not just Celtics, but he understands the game, has played it well in high school and college, and really gets excited about it. There's a bar here in Santa Monica that's on, as a matter of fact, Santa Monica Boulevard. It's called, I think it's called Sonny's, but it's a known hangout for Bostonians who are in Los Angeles to go.
There are bars like that all over for different teams.
Yeah, on the event of a game like the game yesterday, Patriots and Denver. So when I drove by this bar, it was just about noontime, Los Angeles time, and the people were lined up around the
street. Yeah, so the game started.
As they go into the bar. Anyway, the conversation, I have no interest in football whatsoever because of what I know to be the hypocrisy of the NFL, the way the players are sort of, and some of them sacrificing themselves for the betterment of their families, knowing that their lives will be cut short by the kinds of danger they're in, the kind of damage being done to their brains through concussions and that sort of thing. But what Brendan was telling me is, and you probably know this, Richie, or have access to the information, most of the owners of these major football teams are under either investigation or they're under indictment for things, for criminal activity that have nothing to do with the football games or the teams that they own, but in some circumstance, the guy that owns the Cleveland team, for example, is under indictment for some kind of corruption in the way bids are ordered for his company. The point is that apparently these guys all are skullduggerous characters, and whether that's the reason for looking askance at the NFL. Just the whole idea.
They're all very successful businessmen. Right. Although they wouldn't have gotten to.
But they're crooks, according to my son.
A couple of $100 million up to $1 billion team.
Right. That the Patriots are worth that kind of donut.
Sure. And whenever you achieve that kind of success, somebody's always going to be coming after you for something.
Well, are they crooks
now,
or are they not?
Have they been charged with it, or have they been convicted of
they have
any
not
kind
been
of...
convicted that I know of, but the right. conversation was interesting because why sure. should we support these guys and the way that they come about, the way that they come
why
by the money?
Why should we support any politicians? Why should we support anybody?
Good question.
Everybody's got somebody in their
what a great
hair.
Question. Yeah. I don't.
Sadly, when they're
you?
Successful.
Once you reach a certain amount of power, somebody's going to try and bring you down. Mm-hmm. Whether they are correct in their assertions or not is, I guess to be determined by a court.
Right. All right. So then this is just an attack. I'm going to do that. I'm going to play
I'll
Richie.
I'll jump on your bandwagon. I'm a big football fan. I love to watch football. It's a lot of fun. But, your bandwagon of the concussion train, this year, wow. It seems like they're not allowed to tackle at the knees anymore, so they have to kind of go higher. So this year it just seems like the concussions are just every week there's a concussion or two. Or somebody's blowing out a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Every single week.
They're
two, three concussions
like
or knees are
yeah.
going. Like, yesterday there was one of the worst knee injuries I've seen all year.
Oh, it was disgusting.
It was nasty.
Yeah.
I didn't see a concussion in either of the games yesterday, but you usually do.
Yeah. All right, well, food for thought anyway, because a lot of people are talking about the Super Bowl. Some people are more interested in the commercials. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been paid $3 million.
That's pretty funny.
For isn't it Budweiser Light or something?
Yeah.
Budweiser,
and
yeah.
Did it play yesterday?
Yes. It did. And he's training for a ping pong match. And
he's zipping up his sweater, and he's got this long, nasty hair.
Really?
Yeah, he looks very 70s-ish with his sweatshirt.
Well, that's how
hair.
He used to look when he was a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
trainer.
When
he had
was,
long hair.
He looks like that now again.
Yeah. If you were to see him in the original interview
in
with
shape.
Johnny Carson, he had long hair and he looked pretty greasy. He's not in good shape now?
He's
in okay shape.
I mean, for his age, he's in good shape.
Not near like he was back then.
Yeah. Well, of course.
He was 20.
I know.
Give me a break.
888-302-3684 for your observations about what's going on here around the world in a moment. I went to see three movies this weekend. One of them was that silly Anchorman movie.
It's great.
And the only reason I went to it is because Meredith was going to it. I don't even know now that whether she went or not, but she said that somebody told her it was amusing.
It was.
I'm not a fan of his, but I went anyway.
Hold on a minute. So you guys went to a movie together?
No, I didn't go with her. I went by myself.
It's beautiful when you date long distance.
Right. Right. So she went to the movie in Florida, and you went
no,
to the movie
she didn't
in California.
Go. I'm not sure whether she did. We never finished the conversation whether she went. She went to see Wolf of Wall Street, and she thought that it was well done, even though there was a lot of, she objected to the language in it, but she thinks, and maybe she's right, I don't know that I thought about it this way, that the same stuff that is the focus of the movie is still going on. That the people in Wall, I mean,
well, just brings us right back to the conversation we were having about NFL owners.
Okay,
they're
so
the same people.
Let me just throw this wrinkle into the conversation with regard to that. I was looking around, I have an interest and fascination in cars. So I've been nosing around and some of the more expensive car areas just to sort of see what's around. Because when I went looking at the Rover dealership here last week for something on behalf of what Meredith was interested in, there were no cars. So I started thinking, okay, if there are no cars here in that particular classification, what other cars are being affected? And what I found out more than the guy at the Rover dealership here said, the reason that there's a shortage is because the Chinese have opened a lot of Range Rover dealers and they're sucking up all
of
it.
And they get them first.
Well, but that's apparently not really true. What really has happened, as of the end of December, there were so many, especially in the big cities where there are a lot of brokerage firms, Wall Street connections, the bonuses this past year were so over the top and again, this is back to the Wolf of Wall Street. There's so much money that appeared at the end of the year. People were buying up cars, expensive cars, you know, depending on what your level and pay grade was, a BMW 7 Series or a Range Rover. But you go up from there, the Bentleys and the Rolls Royces and the Aston Martins and the Lamborghinis. You can't find any of those cars anywhere because they were all sold out at the end of the year because of the bonuses that came for these people that work on Wall Street. And in essence, what we are talking about is that we're in the same business as the banks were in before the crash. They're in the same position, exactly the same position, again this past year that they were 6 years ago. So what does that tell you about all the so-called reforms that have been made to the banking industry? Do you understand my drift?
Yeah, but I don't want to get on the people shouldn't make money who are very successful.
Nobody's saying that. Where did that come from? I didn't say that.
I'm totally against these. Oh, we should put limits on bonuses for talented people
who make their companies a lot of money. Who said that?
No, that's what a lot of people want the government to do.
That that's what I'm saying because I'm not saying that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that in this circumstance where you can't find expensive cars, you're back around to the bonuses that were given to all these people that work in the banks and the Wall Street and the stock brokerages in general. What I am saying is that I think, to a point, Meredith is right. I think that there is a lot of that stuff that is going on. I'm not saying we ought not to make money. I want to make as much as I can, but I don't want to steal it. I don't want to be a thief. I don't want to be a crook.
Don't discount the Chinese theory, though, because I think it's both of these things that's causing this.
Yes, I think you're
because
right.
Because my dad, when he was looking for, the Lexus 460, the long. They have plenty of 460s, but not the long. He wanted the extra length.
Right, they're all gone.
You can giggle there. Yeah. But they couldn't find it because they give all these, they let China choose the ones they want first. That's why you can't get any of the different colors. That's why you get a lot of black and white luxury cars.
That's it. Yeah.
Because the Chinese are taking all the fun, cool colors before they come and are offered to the U.S. Yeah. So you can't.
So we become secondary citizens when it comes to
the Japanese like the Chinese better than they like us, and they're giving them the good cars.
You're talking about the Japanese car?
They know they can make more
manufacturers.
Money.
Yeah, right. Well, you look at any Rover dealer, and pretty much anything you see, the used Rovers. I drove by one yesterday on Lincoln. There's a used Rover dealer. They're all white. They're all black. That's it.
It's because there aren't any other colors. They're taking all the good colors.
You're right, Jennifer. I didn't think of it that way.
It's true.
They're all white.
My dad ended up with a dark brown car. And the guy told him, "You're lucky to have that dark brown car because usually it's only white or black when we actually get our stock."
If you look around at the places, there are hundreds and hundreds of Range Rovers in Los Angeles County, and every time you see one, it's white or it's black. That's it.
Yep.
Very few other colors. Okay,
Henry Ford. You can have it in any color you want as long as it's white or black.
Right.
As long as it's black.
19 past the hour and good day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
A It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For some reason, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I hope that's because you find this to be an interesting, intriguing way to spend some of your time. Today's video of the day at DougSteffen.com didn't get a lot of buzz when it first came out in 1986. The King Dream Chorus performing in the video and audio. Basically, the big names in the world of R&B music, at least at that time anyway. Al DeBarge and Whitney Houston and Tina Marie, Lisa. Stephanie Mills, New Edition. Run DMC is in this. The song is called King Holiday and was only available in a 45 back in 1986. A couple of different versions of it, and we have one of them posted at DougSteffen.com. The longer one, about a minute of intro, one of Martin Luther King's sons answers children's questions about his father, and then there's this song that goes with it. So, Richie, you want to crank this up a little? Remember this at all.
I don't either.
As you said, it didn't get a whole lot of attention when it first came out, but I remember playing it before.
Do you really? Yeah, I don't remember us playing it here.
Yes, we have.
Have we?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it didn't happen just because I don't remember it. I don't always remember everything that we do.
It was back in the decade where everybody wanted to do the We Are the World stuff.
Yeah, right.
And this is another attempt at it. It's good. I like the old school rap.
You do?
Yeah.
Who's that? Will I Am?
Or who no. Run DMC.
How long has Will I Am been around?
Almost a decade now.
Yeah, probably 10 years, yeah.
All right, so Richie, we have a couple of other tribute songs, as long as we have a moment here. We're calling your attention, if you want to watch this, with the video, probably more entertaining than just listening to the audio. So check out our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. But there are other songs. UB40's King is a pretty good example of a song being written for Martin Luther King. Solomon Birch, None of Us Are Free. This is UB40, right?
Correct.
Let's crank it up a little bit. with that song in the background, our question of the day, the poll question at DougStephan.com asks how you are observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A, going to a parade. B, going to a monument or a museum. C, attending some special event. D, shopping, running errands, getting caught up on other things I need to do. E, it's just another work day for me. F, when's Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Actually, today, I don't believe is his actual birthday. I think that it's...
I think it was passed already.
Yeah, the day of observance is this Monday. I think it was last week.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting that Robert E. Lee, who is the general for the South's birthday, is today. So, think about that. Also, the National Negro Network was formed on this day of 40 radio stations. Can you imagine today, this was back in 1954, that there would be a national network called the Negro Network? Can you imagine that?
That was the word. The accepted word.
That's 1954, long before. This had nothing to do with Martin Luther King. It just was something that was formed. Let's see, what other things are there?
Well, I've got this video playing still, the King Dream Chorus.
Yeah.
And Whitney Houston pops in.
Oh,
young. And to see her at 20 whatever years old and just looking fresh and
she's
good.
So talented.
Yeah, she was.
What a shame.
So.
All right, so anyway, the point is there are a lot of different ways of observing or understanding what Martin Luther King was all about. What I object to is the fact that they don't have school today, and this is a perfect opportunity to be teaching classes on Martin Luther King and other great black leaders. It's lost in the translation somehow. Our poll on Friday at DougStephan.com about Oscar nominations, which is your pick for the best picture. Let's see here. 16% of you who responded said you hadn't seen any of the movies that we listed. 13% said Gravity. 12% said Captain Phillips. 11% said American Hustle. 10% said Nebraska. 9% Philomena. 8% 12 Years a Slave.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, my dog doesn't know how to play, Warren. All he does is chew on my hand all day long. You have no idea how many times I've heard this dog guardian's lament. You know, mouthing is very common among young puppies and sometimes even among older dogs. Puppies will play with their litter mates by using their mouths to grab and chew. This is a normal method of play as far as they're concerned, and they may try to continue it with you, their new human playmate. If your dog is between 3 and 6 months of age, he may be teething. During the teething period, he'll experience physical discomfort and may become irritable. As a result, he may be additionally inclined to chew on anything, including you. One of the best things you can do for that young puppy that's going through those teething stages and mouthing is to take his toys and freeze them. Give the puppy frozen toys to chew on. That will really help eliminate some of the pain in his mouth. Also, increase the exercise, and if he's really being cantankerous, a little basic training right then and there can make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Shut them down, Jennifer.
I told you you wouldn't want to talk about it, but we're going to bring it up anyway.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program.
Just open
it's
up
Monday.
Your Facebook page.
The my Facebook page?
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook. And look, how many of your friends are talking about Richard Sherman, the Seahawks defensive corner yesterday, and his post-game interview?
All right, so I'm going to put the real news aside for a moment so that Jennifer and Rich can have a conversation about what this guy
has to
say.
Tell me what your story is that you were going to talk about right
now. Well, I think that I think there are two things the president said on Friday and over the weekend that have, or they were rehashed over the weekend, the remaking or the phony FAUX remaking of the NSA's practices, what they're going to do with the data collection program, how many people are every day being monitored by the NSA, that sort of thing. There's really nothing that comes of it, even though there are people on both sides of the aisle that are saying, oh, wow, we can't do this because the NSA does so much good. Meanwhile, anybody who's got a brain keeps asking, okay, what has the NSA done that is so good? Please give us one example. This is the continuing refrain. One. Just point to one example in all of this stuff that's been going on since the Patriot Act was passed in 2001. What is an example? One.
What you're looking for is an example of where
the work keeping the country safe by thwarting one attempt at terrorism, and they can't. There isn't one they can't come up with.
Right.
Okay. So that's one thing the president said. The other thing the president said is he believes marijuana is no more dangerous than alcohol. He's interviewed by the New Yorker, and he admits to smoking when he was younger, smoking pot. He's still smoking, apparently, tobacco here and there. He speaks of his concern for those incarcerated, which I think is appropriate. People who are in jail for minor offenses related to pot possession, or as far as that's concerned, he didn't say it, but I'm saying it. Any drug-related circumstances that put somebody in jail, unless you're selling, you don't belong in jail. And or unless you've been involved in an accident or something that's harmed somebody else, then you belong in jail. But then he comes back around to states legalizing marijuana. Is it a drug? Isn't it a drug? I mean, all this stuff back and forth. So are they thorny issues that are going to be decided by the president's using his bully pulpit? Probably not. But is it a good national discussion to have? Yes. It is a good national discussion to have. All right, so there are a couple of things that are floating around that may deserve some attention. Maybe you've already paid attention to them, and you want to pay attention now to Richie and Jennifer talking about what happened as a result of yesterday. This is
the Richard Sherman
black guy with the, with the long hair. Is that?
He's the guy with the long hair. He's got the dreadlocks.
Okay.
So yesterday,
and he had an altercation with Crabtree on the 49ers.
Who's Crabtree?
Michael Crouchy is the receiver for the 49ers. One of the last plays of the game is Crouchy goes up into the end zone, tries to catch this pass for a touchdown, and Richard Sherman comes and breaks it up, and another Seahawk defender catches the ball to intercept it and basically end the game.
Right. Winning play for the Seahawks.
So it was a big game. It was 20-3 or something. Wasn't that the final score?
No. It was 20-17 or something.
It was really 23 close.
When I saw it, the last time I saw anything on the screen, it may have been the beginning of the fourth period or something. It looked like 20-3.
That was the Broncos Patriots.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, this is a different game?
This is the Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Oh, sorry. Okay. That shows you how much.
So Aaron Andrews from Fox Sports walks up to Crabtree.
Out there.
Right. She's down on the field. She walks up to Crabtree, the guy who just saved the game for the Seahawks, to get a post-game interview, and this is what she walks into.
Best corner of the game. When you find me with a third receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
This is him talking to her?
Yeah.
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth, Buck. Or I'm going to send it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you. She was so confused.
He just walked
poor
away
thing.
From her.
So, but I was telling Rich, you know,
glorify this stuff. We're so foolish.
Yeah, no.
This didn't glorify him. What it did is buy a lot more people fan T-shirts with the Broncos because, you know, I was telling Rich before during the break that I was going for the Broncos. I'm for the Broncos to win the Super Bowl. But for this game, I like the 49ers. But I thought, you know, what a good story. Seattle hasn't really been in a while. You know, this is a good thing. I don't really dislike Pete Carroll that much, even though he's probably not the greatest
guy. They've only been once.
Exactly. So I thought, this is kind of a good story, right? So I'm going for Seattle. About 5 minutes into the game, I'm over it and I'm back to the 49ers again because Seattle plays like a bunch of street thugs. And this is just very consistent with the behavior that I feel that this team exemplifies. And so I think they lost so many people that would have gone for Seattle because they've never, you know, they've only been to the Super Bowl once. They lost it because this idiots like this are just looking classy.
This is why your coaches control the players is so that they don't look like a bunch of thugs to the country and they can sell more jerseys and market themselves a little better. So here's Crabtree's response to Richard Sherman after in the locker room after the game.
Play. I mean, that's probably the only play you made the whole game. I mean, if you cut up the film and look at it, guys are beat. I mean, we're doing our job. I mean, whatever it takes, we just can't shut it in.
A little bit of an exchange between you and Sherman after the play. I mean,
I ain't getting into that. He know what time it is. When we on the field, he ain't doing nothing. That's one play. You know what I'm saying? He's a TV guy. I'm not a TV guy. I play ball. He make one play and you talk.
Great.
I mean,
that is interesting. I got to check out
that.
That's
the difference. It's a classier response.
Right. So now people would go, oh, I like the San Francisco 49ers. I wish they won instead of that loudmouth jerk on the other side.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the issue, and you've done a nice job covering it, Richie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
888-302-3684. The gay conversation, one side and the other, this is an interesting reality. The fellow who's the bachelor has one thing to say about it, and now Mr. Putin in Russia speaks about some of the anti-gay laws there. We'll talk about that in a moment on Good Day.
It used to be hard to find the answers to questions. Like if you wanted to know how fast a peregrine falcon could fly, you'd need to get a falcon and a football field and a friend at the other end with a falcon treat and a stopwatch. Now you don't need any of those things. All you need is a computer and you can know. It's easy to get answers to tax questions too. You can use a computer to ask TurboTax a question. Like, can I deduct my new laptop? You don't need a falcon treat to get the answer to that. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer. For J.D. Power Award information, visit JDPower.com.
From Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing
light.
Is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Hurry. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All right, before we get to our television report, Jennifer and Richie and I want to spend a minute talking about this the homophobic attitude, not only in our country, but around the world. Maybe this is good because...
You really think there's still a homophobic attitude in this country?
I think when you listen to this guy who's the bachelor, Juan Pablo, who looks like the biggest phony...
He's very attractive.
Too good for him.
Yes, I am.
He's too attractive. Listen to
him. He's not real. Anyway... So, I mean, Richie's attractive, I'm attractive, you're attractive, but we have blemishes, we have...
Yeah, we have stuff,
But more importantly, this guy is a moron, because, or at least he hasn't been schooled, somebody didn't tell him to shut up soon enough.
Yeah, he hasn't been media trained yet, right. And that's the thing, when you do these reality shows, these people are not media people, you know? Mm-hmm. So Juan Pablo goes, if you haven't heard, goes to the TV Critics press tour on Friday, and someone asked him if he thought there could be a gay or bisexual bachelor. He said, no. And then he says, quote, I respect them, but honestly, I don't think it's a good example for kids to watch that on TV. Okay. Then he goes on to say, here's where he puts the nail in his coffin. There's this thing about gay people. It seems to me, and I don't know if I'm mistaken or not, they're more pervert in a sense. And to me, the show will be too strong, too hard to watch on TV. Now, after he said that, he goes to Facebook and he apologized. He said, I want to apologize to all the people I may have offended because of my comments on having gay or bisexual bachelor. The comments taken out of were taken out of context. The word pervert was not what I meant to say, and I'm very sorry about it. Everyone knows English is my second language. My vocabulary is not as broad as it is in Spanish.
I think this guy's gay.
Oh, Doug.
I'm not.
You know, Doug's lifelong philosophy is of I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever I say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
But you know what? In other countries, especially in other countries, they may not be as accepting of
it. All right, so here's Vladimir Putin, who wants to reassure gay athletes and the fans of the gay athletes that are coming to the Winter Olympics in Russia that they'll be taken care of nicely, even though his country has strict anti-gay laws. He defended them, said he'd be glad to meet with representatives from any country to discuss his stance on homosexuality. Quote,
that would be a great conversation.
There are no fears for people with this non-traditional orientation who plan to come to our country as guests. He said that he has many.
Like,
listen to this. Wait a minute. I have friends and acquaintances who are gay.
Right.
Some of my best friends are gay.
Some of my best friends are black. Always. Okay. Say something bad.
All right. So let's get to the real television report.
Well, before you go there, I think the bigger concern with Sochi and the Olympics is the Sochi is like right in the middle of the terrorist activity training grounds for Russia. That's where all the terrorists who attack Russia and who Russia goes and attacks, that's where they all live, is up in those mountains right there, right around Sochi.
Expect some booming.
It's, you know, it's crazy. There's a senator telling the American Olympic athletes not to go.
Mm. All right. So nobody's going to pay attention to that. But anyway, that takes care of at least the gay report. Now let's get to the television report.
All right.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, speaking of gay, actually, I was going to start with the SAG Awards.
Oh, go ahead.
And Michael Douglas won for his role in Behind the Candelabra. How do you like that?
Wow. Have you seen that movie?
No, but I'd like to, actually.
I saw a previous of it. Look,
it's very interesting. It's one of those things where you want to turn away, but you can't.
Mm. All right. Well, the SAG Awards were this weekend honoring actors voted on by actors. He won for a miniseries, female actor in a miniseries. Helen Mirren won for The Phil Spector Story. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a drama was Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a drama was Maggie Smith for Downton Abbey. Outstanding performance by a male in a comedy, Ty Burrell for Modern Family. And for a female in a comedy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep.
All of the attention she's getting.
She's getting a lot these days. Yeah, and then the ensemble for drama was Breaking Bad, and the ensemble for comedy was Modern Family. So there you go. Now, you brought up The Tonight Show, Dougie.
I did.
There's been a lot of speculation as to who the first guest for Jimmy Fallon will be when he takes over The Tonight Show. Well, now all has been revealed. It will be Will Smith and you too.
Justin Timberlake, no.
That'll be when he takes over on February 17th. That was what he revealed to the TCA last week.
Didn't he? But wasn't Jay Leno there?
Jay Leno was there. They acted like they were best friends. And Jimmy Fallon even said after the whole Conan Jay Leno deal, he actually called Jay when he went back into his slot on The Tonight Show and said, look, dude, I'm not gunning for your job. I'm very happy at 12:30. I'm in New York. I'm trying to have a baby. I'm happy. And he said, when you eventually decide to step down, let's do it right. And Jay said, yeah, of course. And he said, you know, we'll talk to each other every couple of weeks now. Jay's been giving Jimmy advice, so that he's showing that they have a good relationship.
But in the meantime, what everybody wants to know is not what's going on with the Jimmy Fallon. I want to know where Jay Leno is going.
I hope he goes to Fox. It's either Fox or CNN, and I hope he doesn't go to Fox.
Yeah, I don't think Fallon is a bad guy here.
No, I don't think so. No. It's been classic.
No, it's the usual Comcast. Comcast has ruined NBC. They've ruined Universal. They've pretty much ruined everything that they've touched.
Here's why it's bad. Jay's still at the top of the ratings. Mm. And part two, they're moving the show to New York. So now all of the big shows, Letterman, Late Night, they're all going to be in New York. So who's going to get the guests? The answer is Jimmy Kimmel in Los Angeles, because that's where it's going to be. So that's
Kimmel may be the one. And unless if Jay, they can set Jay up at Fox, and then he'll continue to thrive.
To get the guests, Seth Meyers also said his first guest will be Amy Poehler when he takes over.
Well, they're overexposed now. In a way. All right, so that's the television report. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden at 10 before the hour.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the hot stories, the big news, the medical news that he studies. Dr. Ken practices at Lake Cardiology in a town called Mount Dora outside of Orlando. He and I do a weekend program for 2 hours, and it is greatly received and warmly received by lots of people because we help so many people out. So Ken is here to go through what he's learned in this past week or so about some of the things that are important for you. For example, smartphone apps. And germs, and the way to keep your phone and charger germ-free. Ken, what's the story?
Doug, not the word germophobes, but here are the facts. A recent study suggested that mobile phones are 18 times dirtier than public bathrooms, and 1 in 6 of our phones actually have fecal matter on them.
Right.
So this was the stimulus for a new innovation that was introduced last week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The device, it's called Phone Soap. It doesn't actually lather up, but it sanitizes and recharges your phone. It's a $50 device. It uses ultraviolet radiation, which kills the bacteria and viruses. It looks like a metal suitcase. You put your phone in, and it charges and cleans it.
I've heard of phones being used for lots of things, but I've never heard of phone soap before. So there you have it, folks.
first.
But the fecal matter is yours.
Yeah, you got to combat the fecal foam.
Oh, my God. Let's get a flu update and see if we can argue a little bit about flu shots. Probably not a whole lot, but let's see what Ken's got.
Well, influenza activity remains high in the U.S. South and South Central states. Doug, this is out of the CDC, but it remains low in the Northeast where you are right now. The weekly flu report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said flu activity was widespread in at least 35 states. This is up from 25 the week before. Widespread flu activity means half of a state's county reports flu activity. This year's flu virus, it's the H1N1, uncharacteristically more likely affects middle-aged, healthy individuals as opposed to the usually most susceptible to the flu virus, which are the elderly, very young, and chronically ill. My humble opinion, there's still time to get the vaccine since the flu season will probably not peak till March.
Ken and I love to talk about vaccines. All right. The drug company Merck has recalled a cholesterol drug. This isn't something that you use. You use, what are the, as a cardiologist, what cholesterol drug do you prefer?
I like Crestor, Lipitor, but this drug, packaging defects have prompted a recall of a combination cholesterol drug called Lipshuzet. It's produced by Merck and Company. It's temporarily affecting the entire American stock. Merck has said the foil pouches, Doug, holding Lipshuzet pills could allow air and moisture inside, potentially decreasing the drug's effectiveness. The recall covers all four dose strengths and every batch that's gone out since Lipshuzet hit the market in May. Lipshuzet combines two medications that work together to reduce bad cholesterol levels, Lipitor and Zetia, but both of these drugs are readily available individually.
All right, finally, caffeinated beverages, come on, may do something good.
Out of Nature Neuroscience, just quickly, the caffeine in a mug of coffee, a cup of tea, or a can of soda, Doug, has positive effect on our long-term memory.
All right, Dr. Ken, brought to you by a new warrior in this attempt that you and most of us are having, trying to keep our teeth whitened. It's the next generation of Power Swab called Active White. Ken has some information on how using Active White will help your teeth get whiter than ever, look younger and healthier, and so easily.
Doug, it's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthy. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business life, but getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. There's no messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam. It takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for over 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in minutes, removing coffee, tea, and smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stain. Whiten your smile. Try Active White risk-free.
Call 800-867-4089 for this brand-new approach to whitening your teeth. 800-867-4089. You heard me say it right. It's the new generation of power swabs. It's foam. Active White results will be guaranteed or your money back. 800-867-4089. Remember, the product is called Active White. Ask for it by name at 800-867-4089.
This portion of Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This cold season, make sure you have one for your family. I've got one. So should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. E-X-E-R-G.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.